GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Among the many comments coming in on our WVOMFM.com question of the day on our Facebook thread, and if we're friends on Facebook, you can find us, The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Marsha writes, why not? Think they ought to have cameras in the classrooms as well, especially how some teachers and students act. And absolutely, writes Rena, they should be carrying firearms as well. Stan writes, the first public servants to have to wear these cameras in the state should be the members of the main house and the Senate at all times when doing the, and Stan uses the GHRT air quotes, doing the people's business. Less shenanigans, methinks. We're talking of the Portland School Board voting unanimously to hold off on having, check that, hold off on asking the police department to have the resource officers wear the body cameras. That's important because it's these resource officers are working technically for the police department.
Well, the American Civil Liberties Union will get in immediately, and they did, and talking about the resource officers and a student's rights to privacy. Some of these cases have gone all the way to the Supreme Court, by the way. Not necessarily this item, but the Supreme Court has always said students do not shed their right, and teachers don't, at the schoolhouse gate. In other words, now there are some things that you have rights to. Privacy is one. Student privacy, what does that mean, though? Your education records are private, admissions, even their conduct. We run into that in sports all the time. Joe Blow will not be starting in the game this week. He broke a rule. What rule did he break? We can't tell you that. A student's right to privacy is violated when it's personal information that's disseminated.
Okay, so what is infringing? This is just you and me.
Yeah, I know.
What is infringing on a student's right to privacy for walking down the hall of a public school?
Where is yeah. Brett Baber when I need him here?
He's on tomorrow.
On tomorrow.
Because this person writes to us in our text message, body cameras don't infringe on anyone's privacy. If you're in a public place, it falls under the First Amendment.
Well, the Supreme Court said that students do not shed their rights to First Amendment protections at the gate. In other words, at the schoolhouse gate. Or do teachers.
Okay, well, so, yes, you're allowed your First Amendment rights.
Yeah. But what is the right?
But how is being?
I'm in favor of school. I'm in favor of the police having cameras. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking at the legal aspects of this. The right to privacy, which goes back to the Fourth Amendment.
Right. That's the Fourth Amendment. So the First Amendment here has nothing to do with whether or not we're violating your privacy because the resource officer is wearing a body camera.
It depends on what they do with the information. The Fourth Amendment is the right to be secure in your house, your papers, your effects, a reasonable search and seizure.
Okay, so
you can't you can't arbitrarily go take a student's backpack and open it,
but
unless there's cause.
But they're not in the house. They're in a school, public school.
But the Supreme Court said you didn't give up that right at the door of the school.
And considering what we have seen of late, this week we found out the student at Bangor High School who brought in the firearm, which was stolen, and had the marijuana, which they searched the locker and found because they had cause.
They had probable cause.
And the kid's been expelled, okay?
Right.
At the same time, what happened in Fort Kent? Fort Fairfield at the rec center. Same time. And other threats that went around. Haldale? Had a threat.
We had a spate of them.
Spate, good word. Ding. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should school resource officers be allowed to wear body cameras? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think they should. You know, two things. One, I went to high school in Brockton, Mass. It's the largest high school this side of the Mississippi. There was 2,800 kids in my high school. And up until the police came in place, it was probably the most dangerous place in Massachusetts at one time. By the time I left, you know, you were going through metal detectors, there were cameras, there were police on the grounds all the time, and it became the safest place. Now, outside the school, you know, out around the fields and stuff, that was still dangerous, but inside the school was super safe. The other thing, I believe when my daughter went into the first grade, which was now, you know, about 20 years ago, I believe they have you sign a release that says that the school is going to take pictures of your kid and put them in yearbooks and school functions, and I think most parents would find, including the people in this case, that they have already signed away the right to not have their kid filmed. I mean, if you think about it, when your kids go in, they make you sign all those slips, and I know for a fact I signed a slip that said, yeah, you could put my kid, you could take pictures of my kid, you could put him in a yearbook, you could take pictures of him at functions and stuff like that. So maybe this will work for people in future classes, but I'm pretty sure everybody in the Portland high school probably already signed that slip at one time or another.
This person sends a text message to us. Thank you for that call. This person texts us, Nokomis does not have an SRO, school resource officer. The school board is electing not to fund the position. Brand new junior high school with almost 800 to 1,000 kids in one facility and no security. Never mind cameras. We need more schools with officers in them. Kids are unpredictable today. And this person writes on, last I knew, those lockers are the property of the school district, and they have the right to search them without articulable suspicion. Again, maybe Brett Baber, when he's in tomorrow, we could maybe touch on
that.
He's
got would some be other a good one, and about. Might be interesting to get a school superintendent or principal on here and talk about it. What the reality is of what's going on? What are they trained in the right to privacy? We know there's been legal cases. We that's obvious. It's going all the way to the Supreme Court. But what? What is the bottom line here?
Person writes to us, that last caller is absolutely correct. Each year, the beginning of the year, we get a paper that says we need to sign this for a child's picture to be taken throughout the year and his picture to be used in certain things and events. Now that I think about that, we recently downtown made a video for Orono High School for recruitment, and then we shot the whole thing, and then we had to sit down with a point person and say, okay, there are only four people who are signed off that cannot be, and we had to find them and make sure that they weren't a part of the production.
We did some things a number of years ago with a tournament where some cheerleaders came in and did a promotional type thing. The school board had to pass it. You just can't do certain things without getting permission.
Caller, hi, GHRT asks you the question of the day. Should school resource officers be allowed to wear body cameras?
I would say no. If you get an officer in there with a camera going and there's a disturbance in the locker room or the bathroom, what happens then?
Well, what kind of a disturbance? Maybe a gunshot? I'm going in.
Well, what, you know, even if it was a fight between students or something and he has to go into the locker room or bathroom, was that camera still going?
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, we ask you the question of the day. Should school resource officers be allowed to wear body cameras?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. This is a really interesting question. I don't understand what the problem is, because when you walk into a school, 9 times out of 10, you're already on a camera. My kids go to SAD 49, go Bulldogs, woo! I know that in that school system, those five schools, the minute you walk through that door, there's 5, 6, 8 cameras looking at you pretty much anywhere you are other than the bathroom in that school system.
Yeah,
they're already on camera. So what's wrong with the police having body cameras?
Well, if a camera adds 10 pounds, you're gaining 50 pounds just as soon as you walk through the door.
Well, he's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct. But the school controls the video. The question here is,
does the school control the video or do the police control the video? And that's the question that they want ironed out before they
exactly.
say, flip the switch.
Right now, school buses have them, schools have them, but the video is controlled by the school.
This person
now,
writes.
This video would not be controlled by the school.
This person writes, good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Tyler.
Mr. Tyler. Oh, my word. Oh, my goodness.
I quite often agree with you. However,
I get those all the
time. Waiting for the conjunction. Using the fact that the kids don't follow the rules regarding cell phones as a justification for police to use body cams is weak. I appreciate your text, but I stand by it. Every kid in that school has got a camera, and they're allowed to use it. This person writes to us, if you don't like it, homeschool your kids. How often do we hear that? I'd love the property tax break. And has anyone ever heard of an ICE raid on a high school? Come on, people. Stop making up a crisis. ICE is not putting Maine's high schoolers in cages and taking them back to the border. What's wrong with these people?
There are
mine.
There are about five principals when they get involved with privacy protection. And notice, awareness, choice, consent, access, participation, security, enforcement, all of that gets involved. So when you start this question, it opens up a Pandora's box of opinion.
This person argues the slippery slope, saying, quote, incrementally, we are losing liberty inch by inch. Caller, you get the last word. Should school resource officers be allowed to wear body cameras?
Absolutely. I think Portland's objection to this right at the moment is they're more concerned with the perceived rights of the illegal aliens than they are of the safety of the law-abiding students.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.